The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
I want to talk about the National Broadband Plan, and I am joined by Peter Hendrick, the CEO of National Broadband Ireland. Peter, you're very welcome to the show, and thanks a million for taking the time to speak to us. I know this Oireachtas committee today heard about a real momentum building behind the rollout. What does that look like?
Good afternoon, Ciarán. Yes, I suppose we were in with the Oireachtas committee this afternoon, and we give them quarterly updates in terms of where we are with the programme. And certainly we're starting to see that real momentum. We have over 60% of the entire country now in terms of survey completed. And the build programme is really starting to deliver in terms of homes passed. So on average, we're passing between 7 and 10,000 premises per month, and then ultimately getting that fibre out there and providing connectivity to premises and farms and businesses that haven't had access to high-speed broadband ever. So critically, we were achieving that sort of scale. We've over 1,500 people working on the project at this point, up 25% from January. So we're really starting to see momentum and building confidence into the programme as we move forward into the back end of 2022 and then into 2023.
And how do you square that argument that there's real momentum with accusations, I know particularly from Dennis Naughton, the former government minister for communications and now independent TD, of delays and missed targets?
I suppose the delays and the missed targets were I suppose when you look back to, we originally, the contract became effective in January 2020. We started the survey and design activities in February. So we were only a month into commencing. And that's lots of people out testing all the timber poles around the country. Is 1.4 million poles around the country, and all of the ducts underground, over 20,000 kilometres of duct underground that we had to make sure was fit for purpose. We're replacing about 13% of those pole infrastructure across the country. So all of that has to be tested. We have to unblock ducts all over the country in order to deploy what is about 100,000 kilometres of fibre across the country. So you can imagine when we went into lockdown in quarter one of 2020, everything became difficult, mobilising, recruiting people, getting contractors up and running, accommodation for those contractors working across the country. But as we sit here today, we're building across all 26 counties. We've got customers connected from 23 of those 26 counties, and we're installing about 1,000 kilometres of fibre every single month. So that's you can see as we've gone past the mobilisation, Omicron variant is behind us now. We're really starting to deliver on the project, and we believe we can recover the delays that we've seen in the early part of this project and bring this project back in under 7 years.
Yeah. I think Dennis Naughton, though, is suggesting that the delays are more recent than that. He was saying a commitment was made as recently as last September by National Broadband Ireland that 60,000 homes would be passed by the end of January this year.
That
target wasn't hit in January, was it?
That's correct. I suppose we had set the target in September, not knowing about the Omicron wave, which was quite significant. We had 60% of our contractors that were impacted either with COVID or close contacts. And you've got to understand, our contractors are on the ground, are working together in teams. So if you put a team in a van together where they're all traveling to site, and one of them catches COVID, you had close contacts where multiple individuals were affected.
Yeah.
We had 60% of our contracted workforce impacted in January. So that had an impact in terms of our ability to hit the numbers at the beginning of the year. But we are achieving. We have 74,000 premises built now, of which we've made 63,000 available for connections. We'll have 67,000 in two weeks' time. And those numbers are starting to grow. So the momentum there is there. The stability and predictability of the programme is there that we didn't have when we were dealing with several waves of COVID.
And what is the take-up rate then amongst those homes that are passed?
So typically we're seeing, within the first 3 months, we're seeing 20% take-up. And that's not, I suppose, if you think about NBI is a wholesale-only operator. We don't sell directly to businesses or consumers. We sell to retail operators. So we have 56 retail operators who many of your listeners will know. Obviously the large ones, Air, Vodafone, and then smaller, more regional operators, wireless internet service providers. So they're selling directly to consumers. So what we're seeing in the first 3 months is about 20% take up in the first 3 months, which quickly grows to about 30% within 6 months. And we're seeing it anywhere between 30 and 40% in the first 12 months. Now, part of that take up in terms of the timing of it, is relevant to consumers or businesses that are already in contract with their existing retail operator. And as those retail operators have signed up to sell on the national broadband network, they are transitioning their customers over onto the network without any penalty for breaking the contract term. So I think it's really important for anybody that's listening today that is in the intervention area or has poor broadband, if they go to NBI's website, nbi.ie, you can see which retail operators are selling on our network, and you can also put in your air code to determine if you are in the national broadband plan or not.
We have a text in here, and I think it's indicative of questions a lot of people ask. My connection estimate is between January 23 and December 24. Can a more accurate estimate not be provided? That's a two-year window. Surely it can be at this point in the project.
Well, I suppose if I give a breakdown, when we do surveys, we determine what's the infrastructure that needs to be repaired or replaced. We have to take those surveys and implement them into designs. So that process can be anything from 6 to 12 months. When we've completed that, we can then define where it is in the rollout plan. So as we get closer to the build phase of the program, when we've got Aircom or Air doing the make ready, they're repairing the poles or they're replacing them and repairing the ducts. Once they give us back that infrastructure ready to put our fibre cable on, we can give more predictability in terms of the exact dates when premises will be passed and capable of placing an order.
Well, listen, who's with us as well at the moment is Justin Trant. Justin is actually based in Canada for several years now, but he is the point person for his family. Their family home is in Newcastle, County Dublin. Justin, what's the experience been for your parents in terms of getting a connection?
Yeah, I mean, historically, the situation in our home has been very poor in terms of internet connectivity. So when we found the National Broadband Plan was being put into effect, we were very excited. The issue we ran into, unfortunately, was that we were actually excluded. Our area, the entire area was included, and our home was left out. So, you know, we were kind of missed from the initial survey process by NBI. That was, you know, January we started communication with the Department of Communications, and we were eventually included in the first round of inclusions in July of 2021. But, you know, since then, we've basically been in the dark, unfortunately. So our area is going live between July and August of this year, but we have no real idea if we're going to be included in that initial rollout, when it will take, you know, effect, or how long it's going to take. Because the only communication we've had, you know, so far with NBI that's been worthwhile is basically we need to wait until the area goes live, and it's going to be 6 to 8 months after that point in time before we can be connected, because we were never surveyed, nor were we surveyed from July when we were included last year to July of this year. So, you know, yeah, I think it's great. It's going to be amazing when it happens. But for families like us who are running a small business, my mom works in a secondary school, and it's quite important for us to have reliable high-speed internet access that we've been missing for 20 years. It sort of feels like the longest part of a long struggle is actually waiting to be connected when the fiber, you know, ultimately passes our door right now.
I understand, like, you work in kind of telecommunications, is that right? I mean, it must seem bizarre sometimes when you stand back in IT, rather, when you kind of stand back and look at this. I mean, your parents are living quite close to the capital city in the same county as it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, realistically, we can see City West from where we are, right? And that's one of the biggest point of presence in the country, which makes it even more frustrating because, you know, the commercial operators didn't want to extend to our area because ultimately it's not worthwhile. And, you know, we're hanging on by a thread waiting for the National Broadband Plan to basically have reliable internet access that meets our needs, really.
And in the meantime, then, as you wait, kind of a little bit in the dark as to how long all of this is going to take, it'll be several more months before you get a time scale. Where does that leave the running of the small business from home?
I mean, unfortunately, we're reliant on wireless internet. So we pay for two internet connections. One is a wireless connection. The other is a 7 meg DSL connection, which is the best that we can do because we're over a kilometer from the nearest exchange. So, you know, it's pay for two. It's over 120 euros a month. One goes down, you switch to the other, switch back, that kind of thing. So unfortunately, you know, not a great situation when you've got people working from home during COVID and, you know, trying to run a small business that needs to be on the road during COVID. You know, hopefully a lot of that is behind us, but, you know, ultimately still, it's still a hard battle to fight.
Well, listen, let me go back for a moment, if I can, to Peter Hendrick of National Broadband Ireland. Peter, a lot of people getting in touch, as they always do on 53106 during a conversation like this, kind of pointing out how long they're expected to wait. Rather than going through all of those texts, can I just ask about the estimated date of completion of the entire project? I think initially it had been 2026, end of 2026. Now, there's COVID delays have to be built into that. So what is the estimated date now?
We're still aiming to bring the project in by the end of 2026. And I do understand from Justin's situation the frustration in terms of not having access to broadband. I suppose maybe just to explain how we go about defining the intervention area and how we add premises in. When we signed the contract in January 2020, the map or the premises that are in the intervention area were defined by the department doing a consultation with all the commercial operators. And the commercial operators said that they were delivering 30 megabits per second to all of the homes that shouldn't be included in the intervention area. Now, what we found as we're rolling this network out and we're communicating with everybody across the country about the plan, we're having people come forward and saying, I'm not getting 30 megabits per second, at which point that we engage with the department, or the end user engages with the department, and the department then evaluates whether they should be in the National Broadband Plan or not. In Justin's case, obviously he wasn't getting what the retail operator or the operator of his service had said he was getting, and the department do an assessment and then they send us an instruction with it to add a premise into the intervention area.
Okay.
Now the background to our build program is we're dependent on using Aircom's network in terms of their poles and their duct. So adding new homes in after they've done the make-ready work in that area means that we have to go out and do survey, design, we have to hand it back to AIR to replace poles or repair duct. And then when that work is done, then we install the fibre cable. So I think probably people are on the team side are probably making sure that if we give a date, we absolutely will hit it. But certainly we will look to achieve it in certainly less than the time that's been given to Justin.
Peter Hendrick, the CEO of National Broadband Ireland, and Justin Trant, who's based in Canada, but as I said, he's his family's point person with National Broadband Ireland in terms of getting connection for the home and the home business that they're trying to operate in Newcastle, County Dublin. Thank you both very much for joining me here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.